We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Wines, available at KE Cellars in Tyler and Longview, at the Keepersall Winery on the grounds of Keepersall Estates, at Fresh by Brookshire's on Old Jacksonville Highway in Tyler, and in neighborhood Brookshire stores all over East Texas. I have a daughter who finished college 3 years ago and, to her credit, does not live at home and does not come to her parents for money. She's making her own way in the world, and I'm proud of her for it. But as youth fades into full adulthood for my daughter, she's coming face to face with the frustrations of trying to improve her worldly fortune through her patient industry, a Dickensian way of saying that she doesn't make a lot of money and can't see a way to fix it. I feel her pain, particularly given what her college degree cost. It's a simple fact that when I was her age, the American economy afforded much more opportunity for young, eager college grads than it does today. And I feel badly about that. We baby boomers have left our children a world of diminished prospects. By the time of my coming of age, America had not yet squandered its massive post-war wealth, had not yet piled up a crippling debt, and had not yet expanded the welfare and entitlement states beyond sustainability. We had not yet inflicted all of the damage that was eventually to come to secondary and post-secondary education. Not yet. But the damage got done, and it got done mostly on our watch. Agenda-driven race, class, and gender studies too often crowd out courses in English, math, history, and science on college campuses. The result emerges in the form of a giant cohort of graduates who have a badly skewed sense of world and political history, poor command of basic skills, and an unrealistic understanding of economics. The culture that undergirded the American founding is at best largely unknown to a large percentage of recent graduates, or at worst, is openly rejected by them. That missing fund of basic knowledge is an undeniable factor in the lackluster employment prospects that many college graduates now face. Poorly prepared is poorly prepared, and prospective employers in a persistently weak economy are making their hiring decisions accordingly. That this academic deficit was purchased in colleges that raised tuition at a multiple of underlying inflation, financed by $1 trillion of debt that will haunt this generation and the one to come, compounds the felony. As serious an indictment of the boomer generation as this all is, it pales in comparison to the real crime. We boomers simply cannot be forgiven for pissing away all the money. America's success in World War II and its resulting post-war economic dominance bequeathed to us boomers national wealth on an unprecedented scale. That wealth is now gone. And in its place stands a mountain of debt that my daughter and her peers will shoulder all the way to their graves. That nearly the entire wad was wasted on the false premise that benefits can be enjoyed in the absence of personal responsibility is simply heartbreaking. Since 1964, we've spent $15 trillion on welfare and food stamps, and we underfunded Social Security and Medicare by close to $100 trillion. For all that, the poverty rate remains unchanged from 1964, and the average boomer has less retirement security than that of his parents. Tens of millions of Americans now don't even try to become self-sufficient. My daughter and her friends will get the bills for all this and try to pay them on salaries that, when adjusted for inflation, are less than what college grads made in 1970. When I, a late baby boomer, came of age, America was still on the march economically, and I and my cohort got to march along with it. Shame on us, then, for spending all the money and running up the credit card while making promises that cannot possibly be kept. Whom the gods would destroy, they make prosperous, goes the saying. It was America's prosperity that begat the fiscal recklessness that now stymies the efforts of recent grads to get ahead. We boomers owe them an apology. That's my word, what's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter, at Paul Gleiser. So, the holiday season now comes down to the actual holiday. If you have family coming to your home between now and New Year's Day, if you've been invited to the home of a friend, if your meals are complete, save for what will be used to offer the toast, K.E. Cellars can help. Visit K.E. Cellars and select a wine or wines from the Keepersall collection. Of course, I always recommend the Keepersall Cabernet Sauvignon. Not only is the 2009 Keepersall Cabernet the best cab so far from the Keepersall vineyards, it is, in my opinion, one of the best cabs from any vineyard. For a white wine, the Keepersall Texas Vit is a winner. Sweet enough for those who don't like a dry white, but not so sweet that a dry wine aficionado can't enjoy it. And it's not too late to give the gift of wine to friends and family around Texas, but it's about to be. Today is the last day to order wine to be shipped in Texas in time for Christmas delivery. K.E. Sellers, Tyler's old world-style boutique winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall, near Lindale on Highway 69, about a half mile south of I-20, and of course online at kecellers.com.